Sheffield Live 92.2. Sheffield Live 92.2. Sheffield Live 92.2. Sheffield Live 92.2 FM. Okay, welcome to Sheffield Live. We're live from Tansley Towers. How are you? Hope you're okay. The mix, by the way, if you tune in this week for it, it's not available. So we're doing a live broadcast from my home. We've got loads of people involved in this. And with the first we've got coming up is Billy Martin Jr. He's fresh from the deep south. South Yorkshire, that is. That is a blues singer. Billy Martin Jr., everybody. Right, thank you. Also coming up is Tarker Dawn. We have some of the best band members available today. And they've got a new single out, and they're coming on a little bit later. That's Tarker Dawn. Right, we have 60s Playboy. At 70, no longer a Playboy. But his Playboys are with him. John O'Hara and his Playboys. Right, we also have the folk singer that could be mistaken for the local vicar, the Right Reverend Philip Hawkley. I know he hates that. And this is a band that were booked in for a slot. They're not actually arrived yet. And they sent the manager last time, and they didn't arrive. Hopefully, they'll arrive this time due to the free booze. That's Durban. Right, in the final 90 minutes, we have ex-band member and recording artist whose head is shinier than his guitar from Leeds, but will not hold him against them. So it's Gary Christopher. And folk singer who jumped in at less than 2 hours' notice because of the free booze today, we've got a 2 hours' notice to leave. That's Chloe Jade Simmons. And she's recently done a big stage at the City Hall. Oh dear, how she's fallen today. That's Julia McInally. And also, he's not satisfied with one band. He's moonlighting to another. Lead vocalist and guitarist of the Acoustic Angels and Boy on a Dolphin. That's the great John Riley. Right, okay. And Frank White's supposed to be coming up today, but he's not very well. He's in bed poorly, so we've not got Frank White with us today. All right, we're going to kick off the show with Billy Martin Jr. And we've got Billy Martin Jr. with me at the moment. Hi, how are you? All right.
Hi there, Paul.
Right, you've been with on this show for quite some time now. You've been you're a regular on the local talent show.
I have.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, because you're a blues singer. You're from the deep south.
Oh yes, I hail all the way from the deep south, Paul. When I say deep south, what I really mean to say is deep south of Yorkshire. Yes, the eldest son of my dad, Billy Martin Senior. He was a great singer, and he used to love all the music from stateside, all the jazz and the blues, and he also used to portray all the characters that he used to sing about. And I'm afraid my father's eccentricities have passed on to me. Right. But we have great fun, really, and the difference between myself and my father is that my father A had a lovely head of hair, and B. My father used to sing all the standards of the day, and I actually write my own material, so I hope I've taken it just that little bit further, you know. God bless him, he's no longer with us, my dad, but I go out and tribute him every time.
Okay, you usually wear the hat on stage anyway, so we don't know about your hair anyway. You wear the hat?
I wear the hat, it's a Trilby hat usually. I've got various boxes full of hats and suits, all in the 50s kind of styles that my dad would have worn when he was a young fella. And, you know, we try to make it as entertaining as possible to the eyes as well as the ears, Paul, yeah.
Okay, so I haven't seen you around for quite a while. Are you still gigging? Because you've been pretty elusive.
Mainly, Paul, we've been working on charities. So my charity has been the Children's Hospital. So I have I've organised a few big events, blues concerts with people like the Steve French Band and the Hummingbirds and Dale Storr, who've all came in and donated their time for free in order to raise money for the Sheffield Children's Hospital, and we've done a lot of good work for them this year. Next year, I have been informed that that my grandson is suffering from autism, so I'm going to spend some time doing charity work for the Autism Society.
Okay, that's cool. Let's talk about an album. We'll do that actually in a minute, because you've got an album coming out. Seven tracks on the album. It's out in May 2000. It came out in May, didn't it? This year.
It came out officially in May this year.
Just tell me a little bit about that album.
What I've done with this album is usually it's really heavily seeped in blues, my music, but on this album I've actually put a few songs out aiming at other artists. And so there's several different styles. There's a bit of country style in there, there's a bit of folk style in there, there's the old-fashioned blues kind of styles, and quite a bit of jazz in there as well. So you know, we've got a nice selection of music within that album. And yeah, it's been doing well. People are loving it, really.
Okay, tell me how you get to sell your music. You promote it through your home website and... iTunes, that kind of thing. Well, how do you sell your music?
I don't get to sell too much of my music anyway, Paul, to be honest with you. When we do gigs, and then I'll take a few CDs and people buy them if they like the music, and that's how it goes, you know. It's not a big business, so to speak. And as I say, a lot of the profits that we do make, it goes to charity. So I'm just a busker, really, but I'm a blues man.
Okay, you're a glorified busker, that way. Right, so it's a good album. I've heard some tracks of it. I've heard a track off the album you did originally. Is that the first album you did? How many albums have you actually done?
Well, there's four CDs. You know, I don't call them albums. They're like extended EPs yeah. to okay. me. Like, but yeah, there's been four out up to press.
Okay, well, live from Sheffield Live, don't worry about all the cuckoo clocks going off and the noise on the computers. It's all relevant to the show today. We're going to bring Natalie Beard in a little bit. She's the co-presenter of this show. And Natalie will be taking up with Kevin Resley on a new show in January. We have a couple of bands lined up for that show, and I'm standing down on this, so... We'll talk about Kevin Resley and your new role in that, Natalie, in just a minute. So basically, what I want to do now is bring Natalie Beard down to the section here, and have you any questions, Billy Martin Jr.
Yeah, you mentioned you do charity gigs. Is it upcoming gigs?
When we did the Crux Social Club earlier on in the year, I think we managed to raise £2,300 just on that one event. So, you know, we've had quite a few of those similar events. And, you know, people like a night full of blues acts and everything. And all the blues people, and there's a good blues scene in Sheffield, most of the blues people are game for doing a little bit of charity work for the kids.
Is it like a mixture of different ages?
A different?
Like age grouping crowds that come see you, do you think it's around the same age or...
No. Well, what I've been finding with my music of late is that young people are going mad for it. And although I'm an old fogey, you know, they've been going absolutely mad. Now, whether that's to do with people like C6 Steve coming on the scene and opening the blues box again, you know, but young people are loving what we're doing. And we get people around about my age, which is old.
To be honest, blues music isn't a young person's type of genre, is it?
Well, it hasn't been in the past, Paul, but like I said, you know, there are acts coming out now that's opening up that box again, and these young guys and young ladies are absolutely loving the blues feel. So I think it's making a comeback again.
Right. Okay, we've about run out of time for you, Billy, but we're going to try and play your second track. We've got that available now, and our technician, Peter Beeson. I haven't said anything to Peter. How are you doing, Peter? You all right?
I'm having a bit of a mare, but I'm getting through.
Right, okay, we're getting there. This is Billy Martin Jr. And we're going to... It's from your EP. It's called Freedom Train. Mm-hmm. It's a title track of that tape, isn't it?
It's a title track, Freedom Train, yes.
Right, okay, we're going to play that right now. Billy Martin Jr. Big hand for Billy Martin Jr. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Been in this treadmill town so long. The soles beneath my boots have worn so thin, the feet within are turning into twisted roots. And the hands that built this little house where children used to play have now become so cumbersome I can't perform my work today. The boss man says I'll have to go if I can't stand the pace. Won't be long till someone stronger comes along to take my place. My weary bones can't take much more. No man could stand such pain. Each night I pray, be this the day I get on board that freedom train. Each night I pray, be this the day I get on board that freedom train. Whistle blow the very day she passed away. A blessing in disguise, I know. She bore me children in my name. She taught them right from wrong. I miss so much her tender touch, yet I wish I could be half as strong. But wishing when it's out of reach could drive a man insane. But I wish tonight could be the night I get on board that freedom train. Yes, I wish tonight could be the night I get on board that freedom train.
So then that's Billy Martin Jr. That's from his new EP, and that's the title track. It's called Freedom Train. Right, we're listening live. We've got Tarkadone. A big hand for Tarkadone, everybody. Thank you. Right. How are you doing, guys? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Right, okay. You're picking up on this mic, so I'll come and have a little word with you. Now we've got Craig. Who's Craig?
I'm Craig.
Craig, right, okay. We've got Rob.
Hello.
Hiya, Rob. And we've also got Lee. Hiya, Lee. You're down there at the bottom. And we've got Mike, who's not here tonight. And we've got Ben.
Hello.
Over there. You're the new member, Ben, aren't you?
I am, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, right. Tell me a little bit of what you do about your band. How did you get involved in this band?
I've known Mike for a long time. I've used to be in a few bands with him, just playing guitar when he was on the drums, and I took up bass for this one. So,
okay. So you're the new member. Have you been in any other bands before?
Not within this scene, no. But I'm enjoying it so far.
Right, okay. You've got a new single out. You've already done the video to that, haven't you?
We have, yeah. That's available on YouTube and Musu.
Okay, tell me about the video.
The video is for his new single, which is Secret Letters. It's basically a performance piece with a friend of mine as well called Katie Bang, who was actually a love interest in the video.
Right, it's not your first EP, by the way. Is it your second?
It's a second single release. We released an EP about 2 years ago.
And that's called Plasticine Dreams.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. How well did that do?
Didn't do too bad, did it? I mean,
it's maintained shelf space in the HMV.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, you're here to do acoustic. Just tell me what the first track you're going to be singing today.
We'll be doing Secret Letters. It's a stripped-down acoustic version of our new single, which is out now.
Right, okay, so here we go. It's Light on the Darkness, and it's Tarkadone. It's Secret Letters, you're doing that. You've got it the other way around. Okay, Secret Letters. Take it away.
Don't stand too close to the back window. There's nothing for you out there. It'll never be easier. Nobody said it was fair. I used to pick you up on my way home and think of something to say. It'll never be sleazier, never something to share. But I'm not the one hiding. I'm writing secret letters in the dark. You don't understand what's going on. You say you don't know me anymore. Tell me anything, I'll listen. Said you want me to be with you tonight. And Tuesday morning walking back to mine, when I look at you I see all the problems in my life. They're screaming straight back at me. But I'm not the one hiding. I'm writing secret letters in the dark. You don't understand what's going on. You say you don't know me anymore. Tell me anything, I'll listen. Said you want me to be with you tonight. But you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time on me. Our world has grown stranger than this. And I know that it'll never be the same. And I'm sure that I can never take the blame. Your voice is through my body like a spiteful twisting blade. How could something turn so bad from warmth and beautiful? But time marches on our way like we're in a trance no more. can't escape from this game, from this game of chance. But I'm not the one hiding. I'm writing secret letters in the dark. You don't understand what's going on. You say you don't know me anymore. Tell me anything, I'll listen. Said you want me to be with you tonight, but I'm not the one hiding. I'm writing secret letters in the dark. You don't understand what's going on. You say you don't know me anymore. Tell me anything, I'll listen. Said you want me to be with you tonight. And tonight.
Okay, there we go. That's thank you. Yeah, began. Okay, that's your brand new single. Yeah. That's called Secret Letters. Who wrote that? Anybody particular on that?
Rob.
Rob. Okay, Rob. What's your intentions on that song?
I don't know. It's it's about not being able to express yourself. So you write a letter, and you may or may not ever show it to the person you're writing it to. It's not really a love song, though. A lot of people think it's a love song, but it's not.
Okay. Right, you're at the O2 Academy on 4th of February. That's your next gig. Are you leading that gig, or is it people with you?
Oh, we're headlining that gig.
You're headlining.
We've got a few more.
You've got a couple more bands with you called Fever and Reverb. They're on the same bill.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, okay. We're going to finish off with one more acoustic set. Just tell me if people want to contact you, how they can buy your music, that kind of thing.
You can get us music from HMV Meadowhall. Got the single and EP, another single in there. Also, you can download it from iTunes. And if you just want to have a listen to it, you can contact us on MySpace and Facebook.
Right, okay. We're going to finish up with one more acoustic set, and then we're going to go move on to John O'Hara and his Playboys. So, take away. Big hand for the Tarkadon.
I didn't know what I had done. I really didn't care that much. The memory transcends the whole experience. I don't want to go through that again unless I could change one thing. I could change one thing. But I never gave myself the chance to say what was on my mind, and now I'll never get the chance. Yeah, I want to ask you things to find out more of who you really are, but now I'll never get the chance. I carry here a month a day, or maybe faster, cause too late. Just late enough to say the wrong things yet again. And I'm feeling senseless now again. This was my bad decision. My bad decision. But I never gave myself chance to say what was on my mind, and now I'll never get the chance. Yeah, I want to ask you things to find out more of who you really are, and now I'll never get the chance. When I come to you, you tell me what to do. Like a light in the darkness, if someone loves me, please come to me now. Fill my heart with love and take my sins away. There's things I haven't told you that's ruining my life. And after all the danger and after all that's wrong, who'd have thought the darkness would become my light? 'Cause I don't feel the anger, because I don't understand. When I come to you, you tell me what to do, like a light in the darkness. If someone loves me, please come to me now. Fill my heart with love and take my sins away. Whoa, when I come to you, you tell me what to do, like a light in the darkness. Someone loves me, please come to me now. Fill my heart with love and take my sins away.
Yeah, thank you, Talkadon. That was called Light in the Darkness. Just tell me any way they can communicate with you, get in touch with you. Once again, your website.
Yeah, obviously, you can get us on MySpace and Facebook. Also, that song that we've just played, the original version, is on his Plasticine Dreams EP, which is available from HIV and from iTunes.
Right. Okay, big hand for, sorry, Talkadon. Yeah. Right, coming up next, we've got John O'Hara and his Playboys. There are quite a lot of young people in the room at the moment, so they won't know who the hell John is, but if you're my age, you definitely will do. John, welcome to the studio. Welcome to the show, and just come a little bit closer to me, because not enough wire to reach on this one. How are you? All right.
Nice to see you, yeah. Nice to see you.
Right, John, you're a 60s icon, really, aren't you?
Well, so you say.
You are, definitely. Yeah, you say you are.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay.
You always agree with that, don't you? When
yeah,
I say
do
that.
You. Of course.
Right,
course,
okay.
Yeah.
Right, tell me what you're doing at the moment, because you're retired.
I'm retired, yeah. Just enjoying retirement, doing absolutely nothing.
Right.
And listening to other bands, which is nice. And not having to go out in the snow to do gigs in this horrible weather.
Okay. Right, you brought a CD up. Now, I'll just apologise, by the way, for the quality of some CDs, because we're having trouble with them. They're not much up to much use. They come in scratched and that, so we can't do anything about that, but we'll do as best to get the tracks out and play as best we can. Right, so you're going to play a CD. We'll talk about that in a minute. Now, you originally called the Playboys, and you kicked off in about 1962, didn't you?
What day, Bill, in 1960?
No, before that. 1961.
1961, yeah.
1961, and how did it all start for you?
Well, we just formed a band in Glasgow. Many years ago, and then we just moved to there. Went to London to make a fortune, never made it. Then went to London to Germany, and became a hit over in Germany.
Okay, then you became John O'Hara and the Playboys, and then the O'Hara Playboys. Didn't
yeah,
you?
I have no idea why we've done that.
Right, do you all get on at the moment, all the band?
Yes,
because
oh,
yeah. Let me come to you, David, because John was a little bit awkward in his younger days, wasn't he? To get on with, he was a difficult person to work with.
I always got on with him. I got on with most of them, really.
It was very strict.
No,
he's got to say
no,
that.
Not really. No, he was okay.
He's okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, a lot of rumours going about that John was really difficult to work with. Everybody I speak to, I used to work with John O'Hara, and he was quite a strict bloke too.
His younger members after he left.
Yeah.
That's right, probably. Probably after the band changed and got younger, that's John was in control then. As I said before, it was like John and his band, rather than before, it was like a six-piece where we all had an equal say.
Yeah. Okay, you're Bill Matheson. Now, Bill,
that's right.
You left the band quite early before they actually made it big.
Bass guitar. Yeah.
Yeah, but you did leave the band in 1969.
Well, I was asked to leave. I didn't
by
leave
John?
All. No, by management. They decided that the way to go was with younger members, and one by one, the band changed. First one to leave was Bobby Campbell on keyboards. Then I left, Then I think after that, Davey left.
No, it was split up. You were split at the same time then.
You played with a glitter band.
Well, it wasn't called the Glitter Band. It was a Boston International.
Right.
It was the same band that became the Glitter Band, though.
Okay. But Paul Raven wasn't involved in that.
No, he was just joining the band exactly the same night as I was leaving it.
Right. Okay.
I met him once. That was it.
Okay. You were the drummer of the band, weren't you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What we're going to do? We're going to play a track. I want to talk to you about your management because you had quite a lot of tragedy in your early days. You could have made it really big, actually, but your manager got killed. It's a really interesting story, and I want to talk about that to you just after we play the first track. The first track is going to be, I think it's The Shelter of My Heart.
That's the one.
Is that the track 4 or the track 9?
It's track 9, yeah.
That's the track 9. We'll set that up now. And here it comes, track 9, and it's called The Shelter of My Heart, and it's John O'Hara and the Playboys.
Nothing will alarm you. When night is cold, take my hand and hold it tightly. Don't be afraid, the night was made for love and riding. Stay with me in the shelter of my heart. So give a little smile for me, that's the way.
Now, is that a brand new album?
No, it's about 20, how long is it? Well,
I know the track's old, but is it put on a new CD?
No, it's one from the archives, that one is, one of our albums.
Right, okay, and that's called The Shelter of My Heart. That was written by Lloyd Reed and his orchestra.
Les Reed, yeah.
And he's a big backing of your early days, is he?
He's a massive composer, singer, songwriter, and he's also got this big orchestra of you. But he's written loads of hits, which I can't offhand remember, but I know he's written loads of hit songs, and we were lucky enough to get him to write a song for us and to put the backing on as well.
Okay, you would have made it pretty big in this country, but you were actually bigger in Germany, wasn't you?
Well, pretty big in Germany, yes.
Some facts, actually. You reached number 7 in Germany.
I think we're number 7, I'm not too sure. I'd be over 7.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And you reached number 2 in all places of Beirut. What were you doing in Beirut?
That before the war actually started. But we were number 2 in Beirut because our manager at the time was Captain Hart, and he was in Aden, serving in Aden, and he used to get the local radio station there to play our single, which was broadcast all over Beirut, and that's where I became a hit over there.
Okay. Your most successful hit was Ballad of the Soon Departed. I heard that on radio too a few months ago.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. It's a good single, that. How come that never made the charts?
Oh, you tell me. I've no idea.
It was good enough to make the charts. Was it something to do with the release status of it and your manager going?
I have no idea. What do you think, Bill? Bob, Timmy?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea at all. I think it was a good song, but unfortunately, we've not got it in that tape either.
Right. Okay, let's go back to your manager then. Yeah, a lot of tragedy in your life in the 60s. Yeah. Your manager, Joe Gershie, he was killed in a car crash. That was a really fate for you lot, wasn't it?
Oh, it just floored us completely. Just killed us, the whole thing completely. He was such a fantastic manager. He'd done so much for us in Germany. And then we had the Playboy fan club, which we used to have every Monday. And the way back from that, him and his beautiful, gorgeous wife were killed in a car crash.
Right, what makes that worse and more ironic is on the same day, on the same motorway, a few miles back, you had a crash too.
Yeah, Bill was driving. That's what, I made a crash. Just Bill and myself. Is that right?
Just take me back to that, Bill, that day.
Lothar, he was driving.
Lothar, I thought you.
Because we'd asked him to drive us into Hanover.
Right.
Because Joe had left without taking us with him.
Right, yeah. This is the ironic thing. I asked Joe, I said, look, wait for me and Bill, and we'll come, all go together. And just by some shock of luck, whatever it was, he just left without us and left us there, you know. And I was really angry that he had left us, but I'm glad now he had left us, you know.
Okay, we're going to play now the second track on your CD. It's called Voices.
Voices, yes.
It's an original 60s track, this, isn't it?
This is a song that was number one in Germany by a girl called Freddie. He'd been in charts for about 20 weeks or something ridiculous like that. And we thought, well, if it's successful in Germany, we'll put some new words to it and record over here.
Right, okay, we're going to check this one out. It's called Voices, and it's by John O'Hara and his Playboys.
Forget my foolish pride, the pride that made me run away and hide from everyone I used to know. Those voices would not have me so. As the lonely streets I roam in this big city that's so far from home, as my shadow and I walk all alone. Voices softly calling are with me each day. Voices gently whispering, come home soon, they say. Too many years now I've been away, hoping and praying for homecoming day. Voices
There we go, John O'Hara and his Playboys, and that track is called Voices, and it's from an original 60s CD. Well, it's not a CD, it's actually on vinyl, but it's actually been put onto CD now, hasn't it?
No, it hasn't, no, it's still on vinyl.
So that's your own
copy. Anyone who's got one, I'll let it bite off them.
Right, okay. Right, so what are you doing today, Bill? What you these days, what are you doing now? You're retired?
Oh, just enjoying life. Not, as John does, not doing anything. Like travelling. 2 weeks ago, we actually went back to Germany, to Cologne, and I was looking for the old club that we used to play in, the Storyville Club.
Yeah, you've played with the B Club before, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we've played the same
places. Same places, yeah.
Okay, Davey, I've not met you before, so what are you doing today? You do a lot of travelling, don't you?
Yeah, on holiday. I've just finished playing drums. Workingmen's Club just over a year ago.
Right.
I was there for 20 years.
All right.
So this is actually the first time I've not been playing drums for over 50 years.
Right, so you more or less kept your hand in on drums.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that in the future? Are you going to carry on doing that until you drop?
No, I think I'm past it now.
Right, so
too old to carry a drum kit about up and downstairs. And there's no clubs left in Sheffield.
There's very few in there. Okay, John O'Hara. John O'Hara and his players, Bill Matheson, David McCaug, and John O'Hara himself. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
Right, the wonderful John O'Hara and his Playboys. And yes, the toilet's upstairs, Bill, and it's on the left-hand side, right?
I'm glad you told me that.
It is. It's on the left, by the way. Okay, we're broadcasting live from my home at the moment. It's never been done before, so hopefully this is going okay. It's Paul Tansley and Natalie Beard. And Natalie's remaining quiet at the moment, so I'm going to bring her up now, and she's going to have a chat and give a few questions out and have a chat with... I do call you Reverend. I know you don't like it, but I'm sorry. I just wanted to put a pun in there and a big joke in there.
It's
you
quite
know.
All right.
Your expense, by the way.
Bless you, my son.
Okay, so, right, you're going to do acoustic for us, Phil.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you do the first one, then I'm going to have a chat with you, then we're going to do another one. Now, the acoustic on this one, because we're going to talk about your CD as well, Perfect Face for Radio. You're like me.
Yeah.
We've got a perfect face for radio. you look a bit better looking than I am. So, you know.
Well, it's a good job it's radio, isn't it?
It is. That's a good job it's radio. So, I am putting points your way. So, All Over Again is the name of the track.
That's right.
You're going to play that. I'll leave you to that, and I'll... pass it to you all. This is Philip Hawkley live on the Local Talent.
I like to get the applause in first. I don't get much afterwards. This one's called All Over Again. We are the wage slaves, the fodder of industry, oiling the gears with our sweat and our tears. We travel each day to the office and factory, making and moving the things that you need. Earn barely enough pay to keep home and family. Free time is special because it's so rare. We live for the weekend, but Monday soon comes, and we'll do it all over again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and we'll do it all over again. We're the employers, the captains of industry, hiring and firing with a wave of the hand. We live off your talent, we use up your energy, all we desire is the work of your hands. And after your hard work has given us what we need, after you've given us all that you can, when we've worn you out, then we'll just get another one and do it all over again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and we'll do it all over again. We're politicians, we cherish democracy, at least till the day the election is won. then we'll lie in our own pockets and live in hypocrisy, never accept any wrong we have done. We'll lie to your face when presenting our policies, never explain how the government run. Except when it's time to convince you to vote, and we'll fool you all over again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and we'll fool you all over again. We are the bankers, the masters of all of you. We hold the world in the palms of our hands. We'll gamble your livelihood, wreck the economy, still keep our mansions and our pension plans. And after we've lost all the cash that you've given us, after we've paid out our bonus again, then we'll turn on you wage slaves, employers and MPs, and screw you all over again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and we'll screw you all over again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and we'll screw you all over again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and we'll screw you all over again. Thank you.
The one and only Phil Barkley. I'll just remind you that this show will be repeated on Sheffield Live on Tuesday. Is it Monday or Tuesday?
Monday
at 2 p.m. next week. Okay, that'll be this show repeated then. It's live at the moment. We're on FM 93.2. If you're listening at the moment, we've got some great crowds here, some great artists, and Phil Harkley is one of them. Now, Phil, you're working on a new CD. You're actually changing your style a little bit because you're more of a folk singer rather than anything else. That's your genre. Yeah, you're working on blues.
It's sort of a busman's holiday, really. I started to feel as though I'd said all I could say with the folk stuff, and I was looking for something. All the ideas that kept popping into my head would all seem to be blues songs. And so I'd got the electric guitar out again and started playing on that for a bit, and things just started happening. I've been really enjoying myself at the moment.
Right, okay, so you write all your own stuff, so every track you write, you play is your own material.
Apart from a few traditional ones and a couple of covers that are still sticking now and
they're
again.
They're not on your album, are they?
No.
So everything on your album
on
is what you write.
On this new CD, there are a few traditional ones.
Mm.
Yeah, a few that I still do. I don't do that many now.
Right, okay. Your first CD was called The Game.
That's right, yeah. That was my first full album of original songs.
Yeah, okay. And your new one is Perfect Face for Radio. Is that track you just played off your new album?
It is, yeah. That's right.
Right, okay. We're going to play a second track. I'm going to come back to you. You've got a gig on January, which we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And the folk night you do as well. And basically, you've been at it quite a while. You started at 24. Mm. It's quite late to start in this game, isn't it?
Story of my life, really, isn't it?
So, you know, what made you pick a guitar up at 24?
I used to be into drawing and painting and stuff like that. And it's one of those things you get to the point you think, I've done all I can with this, I'm not very talented at it, I'll try and express myself another way. So I picked a guitar up and started learning the guitar. I wasn't getting far with that, so I got myself a synthesizer.
Right.
And started playing electronic stuff, and then I got into playing music. And then later on I got back into playing the guitar, and I just carry on playing both now when possible. So on my recordings I play all the instruments.
Okay, so Natalie Beard's with me at the moment. She's the co-presenter of this show. And Natalie, have you any questions for Phil Harkley?
Yeah, what age were you when you did your first gig?
When I did my first gig? About 28. Something like that.
Right, okay,
yeah.
So it's 4 years basically after you started. So you've done your training. You went into your first gig. Did you feel nervous on your first gig?
I feel nervous on every gig.
Do you? Is it every time you come and sing, you feel nervous?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty natural for somebody to feel like that, isn't it?
Well, essentially, I'm a very shy person anyway.
Right, okay. You don't look shy tonight.
That's because I've got my shoes off.
Oh, right, okay. Right, fine. He's got an answer for everything, hasn't he? Right, Philip Hawkley, we're going to do a second track of yours. It is from that CD.
That's right, this is another one from the same CD.
It's called Emily's Time, and it's an acoustic set. And take it away.
Cheers. This was basically an exercise in writing a song in the third person. A bit of a ballad, so... Emily sighs and looks out of the window, watching the lights of the cars passing by. Late in the night, in an old roadside cafe, a table for one, suitcase by her side. There's a pale line of skin at the base of her finger. Emily stares at the ring in her hand. 26 years as a wife and a mother have taken their toll on the girl trapped inside. Now the children have grown and they've gone. Emily wants a new life of her own. Only lovers rush in where fools fear to tread. Straight from school books to the marriage bed. Everyone left her the dreams of leaving. Small town people have small town minds. Quietly Emily planning, scheming. Now it's gonna be Emily's time. Emily smiles and looks out of the window. Thank you.
Thank you there, Phil Hawkley. By the way, Peace in the Park show might be slightly delayed. That's on at 5 p.m. We might go 10 minutes beyond that. We might not. So we'll depends what happens anyway. Phil, let me get my paperwork all sorted out here, 'cause I'm all over the place. Just tell me what recordings you've got coming up in the near future.
I've not plans to release anything else just yet. I mean, I've got three out already, so I think I'll let them sit for a while and I'll just see what brews.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not rushing anything.
All right, you've got the folk night, regular folk night. Is it Romosh? You do?
No. There's an acoustic Rotherham due sometime in late January.
Right, okay.
I'm not sure on the date of that. My next gig is actually the 14th of January at the Pomona on Episcopal Road.
Right, I was going to ask you about that. So, Philip Hawkley, thanks for coming to Sheffield Live.
Thank you.
And good luck in the future for 2011. A big hand for Phil Hawkley, please. Right, we're live at Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. It's the local talent show. And we've got Durban coming up. We're going to play a couple of tracks from Durban. And... hopefully that will be okay when I find paperwork. Right, Durban, just tell me a little bit about the band itself. You're an up-and-coming Sheffield band, and you're playing all over the place at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, up-and-coming. We've been a part of it, to be honest. We've been going about 15 years now. Started off as the only Strippers and changed about 10 years ago with a lineup change and become Durban. We just played the plug last week, and we've got another gig coming up in January 29th, is that?
Yeah, that's the album launch.
The album launch at DQ Bar in Sheffield.
Right, okay. I have a bone to pick with you lads, because what happened last time you came to the studio, you sent the manager, and no members of the band turned up.
Oh, they're useless, man.
You just went down in my pecking order, I can tell you. So you're a member of the band. What's your name, please?
I'm Glyn.
You're Glyn. Glyn Jones.
Yeah.
And you're
the
singer of the band.
Yeah,
singer. Okay, there's four other members in this band, isn't there?
There's three
members. Oh, well, including you, it's four altogether. Right, what we're going to do, we're going to play your first track first. I want to talk about your new video. It's called Inline. You got some volunteering students to go around. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Okay.
And it's Durban, it's the first track. It's called Wrecking Den. And it's track three on that. It's track four on that EP, and we're going to play that right now. We'll be right back.
Pride in Sheffield, made by you.
There we go, Durban, and that's from their EP, and it's called Wrecking album. Den. Album. It's from an actual album, so...
Yeah,
ten
tracks. Yeah.
Okay, 10 tracks, so it's a proper album, this, isn't it?
Been 2 years in the making.
Let's talk about that album release. Wayne, you're the manager, yeah. Wayne Cayley.
Yeah.
How are the guys going? You know, how do you manage to run four guys?
With great difficulty.
In a band? Because they're not the smoothest of the guys, are they?
No, it's difficult, no, but it adds to it all.
Right, okay, so can I get closer today? Are we okay? Yeah. Right, we're live, by the way, with Durban, the band called Durban. Where do you get your name from, Durban? It's a South African country. So,
Durban Poison.
It's a Durban Poison, so it's different from the town.
Yes, it's. I think it's a plant, actually.
Yes.
We dropped the poison and became Durban.
Durban. Yeah, we used to be called Durban Stone. But we ended up dropping the stone and just kept the one word.
Right, okay, let's talk about the album. It's out on the 29th of January.
It is.
It's the launch is at the DQ.
DQ upstairs.
Right, okay, and it
followed by More For It.
Followed, yeah, okay, and You Never Know is the name of the album.
Yeah, there's a song on the album called You Never Know, and that's taken from that, obviously.
It'll be out on the release on iTunes 29th, same date as the launch party.
Right, okay, the video is available and it's due to release in line with the album.
Not released, we're currently making that at the moment. Yeah. We've got a couple of students, Tom and Ollie, to come down and using this as a bit of a project, which we'll find it quite interesting.
Yeah, we're doing a video for the track you've just heard, Wrecking Den.
Right.
For that one. So
that's what we're working on.
Yeah, there's no real time scale on the video. I'd say the student's doing it, so we'll go with the flow.
We're hoping to get it all finished by end of February anyway. Mm. So
right, okay,
we're
Glyn,
really near enough in line with the album.
Right,
release.
Glyn, you're the vocalist on that. I actually saw you at the O2 a few months ago with Graham Marshall. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of confidence in your singing, don't you?
Do I?
you came across as probably
the
best. I'm not saying that because you're here, but you came across the best band of that evening.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Well, we've had a lot of years doing it, you know. I mean, I still brick it every time I go on stage, without a doubt. Get wrapped up in my own little world and go on one.
Yeah, do you just have to shut the audience off?
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's what I tend to do. You know, I get the lads in the band the odd glance and that, but, you know, I'm pretty focused on what I'm doing myself.
Not a very good dancer, though.
No, I did notice that.
Yeah.
Right, okay, we're going to play the second track of that album. It's a track called In Need of Somebody in Brackets, yeah. And it's on the album.
It is, yeah.
Okay, here we go. We're going to line that one up now, and hopefully that will go out live. And it's Durban with In Need of Somebody. Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.